404 DGS on KMOX. Housekeeping, let's see. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll do an hour-long show because there is a 3 p.m. game, I guess, right? So pregame will start around 2 to 10. And then, of course, Thursday is opening day. If you have your kegs and eggs tickets, because I think it's sold out now, you'll be able to see Wheeler and Ackerman doing a show. Chris and Amy will be on before them. Yeah. And then the big event.
Basically all day, all the way through the end of the post game. Although the post game will be done inside the stadium. I won't be out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Let's do Sweet 16. Sweet 16 mm-hmm. is brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip could not be here today because he's climbing Everest naked or something. I don't know. And the kind of stuff he does. And it is the most iconic games that we played as a kid. Now, everyone I have, I didn't specify this, but all of mine are made up. Like, I don't have Monopoly or things like that. Mine are all, like, things that he's made up.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew, you want to lead it off?
My favorite, still worth playing today, if you can find the aptitude for it, Hide and Seek.
Mm. Oh, good one.
I mean, it is a good one. Hide and Seek is perhaps even more fun as an adult, to be honest, than as a teenager. But it is harder
to hide.
Wait,
you were playing Hide and Go Seek as a teenager?
Or as a kid. I played it as a teen. I played it as a kid.
Really?
I'll play it as an adult. It's a blast.
Oh.
It's so much fun.
I mean, I played it as an adult with kids. Like, you know, like, not just like,
oh,
my
no,
daughter.
I would,
you know, like, I
oh, your kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I
play hide and seek with my dogs.
I was like, to be very clear, I'm they not like playing that. Hide and seek with other people's children.
Are we letting hide and seek take in all of the hide and seeks?
What does that mean?
I didn't know there was more.
Oh, there's Kick the Can, there's Ghost in the Graveyard, there's Freeze Tag.
Those are different.
That's not hide and seek.
I don't consider Freeze Tag hide and seek.
Yeah, those are different.
Kick the Can is.
Is it?
I don't know what Kick the Can is, I'm sorry.
Shut up.
I have no idea. Tell me. Educate me.
I'm curious if other people don't know this out there. You know what it is?
No.
Oh, my God.
I assume you're kicking a can at some point.
So,
is there a can?
Let's say
I always understood Kick the Can to just mean kicking a can.
No. I'm so mad at you right now. So, like, in our house, the front porch of my mom and dad's house was the base.
Okay.
And so, let's say you have 8 people playing. One person is it. And you put a can on the sidewalk right by the home base. And I catch Andrew. And I bring Andrew back, and I put him into, like, the jail. Uh-huh. And then I catch Wheeler, and I put him into jail. And now I'm out looking for Rach, but Rach is hiding in a bush watching me, and I get far enough away from the can. She runs up, kicks the can, and everyone goes free.
Oh, so it's like capture the flag.
No.
Not really.
It's kick the can. It's the greatest of all hide-and-seek games.
Yeah, it sounds pretty awesome. Let's keep them separate.
Yeah, keep them separate.
All right, put them against each other. This will be fun. Wheels.
King of the Hill, man.
Ooh, yeah. Nicely played.
We used to call it Kill the Guy, but it's probably not the best way to put it.
Yeah, we had a way more offensive name for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did we.
Just get to the top. We used to do this in the wintertime when the snow piles built up in our parking lot at our school. So they'd be 6 feet high, and then the person would get on top, and we'd try and knock them down.
We did it when someone would build a new house.
Oh.
And you'd have
the,
the
dirt
big
piles?
Dirt piles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you'd shove them down into the basement. Rach.
Okay, this really stressed me out as a kid, but as an adult, I think it would be fun to play Red Rover.
Ooh, that is stressful.
Yeah.
I forgot the point of that one. Was that the one you try to break through the line?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
And boy, let me tell you.
I like that one.
I am diving head first.
That one was fun.
You make that line.
Yeah, it was exciting.
Yeah.
Red Rover, sent Dave right over. You're like, yes.
You always had to think about who you were going to target, too.
Oh, for sure.
Like, where's the weak link?
It was mercenary.
Or who do you not like, or who do you like, or... Yeah, there's a lot of decisions going in there.
I can't believe they let us play that.
It was painful.
Every single recess, someone came up lame.
We were free-range kids, man. We were allowed to do all this stuff.
I am going to go with something that not only could be a sport, it evidently is. I saw it on ESPN, the Ocho or something, but it's keeping the balloon up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best.
I love that one. I was just playing that one the other day. There was a balloon in here. I was trying to keep it up.
He's very childlike, Wheels.
He plays a lot of games.
Yeah.
He's still playing hide and seek with teenagers. I mean, you do live in a wooded area.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's plenty of places
totally
to hide.
Normal.
In the wooded area.
Don't hide in my car. It's covered in spiders.
You'd never find him, though.
Back to Andrew.
Andrew.
I will go ahead and take Capture the Flag because, man, if you were lucky enough to have, like, a larger group of people, like 20 people, and you could do 10 versus 10 Capture the Flag.
We never played it.
Man.
I watched it when I was a teaching assistant, so I'm familiar with the basics, but we never played it.
We would play it in Boy Scouts from time to time if there were enough of us, you know, at an event or whatever. Oof, that's fun.
Wheels.
Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Love dodgeball.
Yep.
Sure.
One of my saddest days, someone hit Shelley Bedwell in the face.
Oh, no.
With one of the little red ping balls.
Oh yeah.
And the next week when we came back to PE, they brought out a big cardboard box. I could tell that my coach was just as unhappy as everyone else. They'd had a bunch of moms make yarn balls.
Ew.
So dodgeball became yarn ball.
But those pink rubber ones were not that, they were soft.
Yeah, they didn't even hurt that bad. And
you used them.
They made that fantastic noise.
Yeah. Fantastic noise.
When they'd bounce right off somebody's face.
Yeah, yeah, that was the forehead, especially the forehead.
Well, they hit her in the glasses.
Oh.
No, that's not good.
No, definitely not
okay,
good.
Okay, I hit her in the glasses. Fine.
Dave.
You got it out of me.
What about hopscotch?
So I recently...
Andrew recently hopscotched?
No. I just found out there are like actual rules to it.
What did you think it was?
Yeah.
Just jumping.
No, there's numbers, and don't you like, do you have to
that girl's
throw
just like
dice
jumping
or something?
Yeah, I thought you threw the chalk.
Oh, the chalk, and wherever it lands, yeah, you got to do that?
Well, he grew up in Detroit.
Yeah, we did it with dice.
I'd like to do a whole,
for money.
I'm way too manly to have ever played that, but I went through a phase.
I can't remember. I'm sure I played it. I'm sure we did.
I was just jumping. I thought you just jumped.
Andrew's just like,
did
Wee!
You jump in any pattern?
You would try to.
One,
so if
two,
there was
one,
like
two,
one,
two,
one, two. 1-1-2, 1-1-2, or whatever, I thought we were just jumping. I was like, man, girls got the best games. They just like jumping.
Who's her? My turn?
Yes.
The floor
is lava.
Is lava.
I love that game.
Good one.
And if you couple that with balloon, keep the balloon up.
Dude. Good luck.
Oh, how did I not think of the floor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the floor is lava is a great game.
Back
more
to Andrew.
Responsible for more broken
also,
lamps.
Also, like, the ground is lava. We used to do that like on the swing sets.
Mm.
You couldn't touch. You had to get to the other side without touching the ground.
Yeah. And when you would play the floor is lava, didn't like 1% of you believe it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
You take it seriously.
That.
Like, you just don't know what's going to happen at that point. No more promises.
Andrew's turn.
I will say the humble race.
The humble foot race.
Okay.
The humble. I bet I could beat you. And then suddenly everybody's racing each other, and you're placing bets, and it's a whole thing.
Oh man!
Who would win in a race between you and Wheels?
Now
the Wheeler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
I mean, I'm
when Andrew was a child and you were an adult.
I mean,
there's never been a time the two of you have coexisted where he would beat you,
and I don't think so.
I mean, like,
if it's not now, it wouldn't have been before.
I mean, like,
I've never been slower.
What was your best?
If there's a staircase of over 6 steps, I mean, I'm I'm struggling with that. So I don't know about a race.
Racing up steps. What was your height? Oh, I know what it was. It was when you were
marching
in band camp.
Oh yeah, no, I could beat Wheeler when I was like 16. I was extremely fast and in incredible shape.
Mm-hmm.
I could absolutely beat Wheeler, but then I discovered that once you got
how much
your
did
own,
you guys run in band?
All the time.
You ran?
Oh yeah. It's conditioning.
Oh.
You cannot be in bad shape and be in the marching band.
I never saw anybody running in that.
Were you fast?
Remember, they were stronger than the quarterback.
Say that again, Rachel. I missed it.
He was stronger than, more athletic than the quarterback of the football team.
I don't know why you're arguing that. The football team never argued it.
I'm sure they didn't. I'm sure they were like, yeah, that guy's right.
Did the coach ever come to you and say, son, put that euphonium down?
We need you someday.
Yeah, we need you on the team.
Euphonium weighs a whole lot more than a football. Just saying. But.
We've
no doubt
that you were in great shape.
Yeah. No.
It's just whenever you make the comparison to the quarterback of the football team, we go, perhaps not.
Well, and much like many high school quarterbacks, I discovered once you had your own income, you could buy as many boxes of fudge rounds as you wanted, and no one could tell you no. And then, and then things went downhill from there.
Were you considered a stud in the band community?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not like a stud like player. I wasn't actually that good at it. But I was like, I was good
but
looking.
But he was like one of the hotties.
Yeah,
he had all the ladies chasing him down.
Yeah,
he was the Fonzie of the band.
Whose turn?
Wheels.
Jarts.
Nice.
We used to play a lot. We even created a game that we called Scatter.
Now, those are the nationwide band.
I think we played the same game.
Yeah, where you just stand in a circle and somebody throws that up there the one still standing wins.
That's it. Now, our South Rock Santa addition to that was Eddie O'Neill's dad had a workshop, and we used to grind the points down to a needle.
Mm-hmm. We did not do any of that.
I only took one in my life. It was to my shoulder.
Yeah, I never got hit.
I'm glad you guys brought this up.
Boromir at the end of the Fellowship.
riddled with jarts throughout his body.
He kept fighting.
And then somebody came out like, "You died with honor."
I'm glad that we brought up Scatter, though, because so I saw this thing. It was semi-viral on Twitter this morning. It was people were on TikTok. They are filming themselves like kids bent over their phone. And they're, like, throwing a brick up in the air. And then, like, the last person to jump out of the way of the phone.
That's usually it's not a brick. Usually it's something else. Like, you sit there and you wait for it to hit somebody.
And they were like, "We have reached a disgusting new lows." And I'm like, people have been doing that.
I would play that now.
All the way back.
Yeah, I did that when I was a kid. Wheels did it when he was a kid.
I would play that now if we did that. You're just getting everybody. Yeah, absolutely. Or the one now. You see the other one they do where everybody stands in a circle. And this is not what you're going to think it is. It's not the, like, great the high school party spin the bottle thingy. They do a thing where they spin a bottle where you're all standing in a circle. And whoever it points at gets to pick up whatever the object is and drill somebody as everybody else runs and scatters to try to get away from it. It is awesome.
That's what everybody told Wheeler the game was.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. That's a fun one.
Okay, if it lands on you, Wheeler, we'll beat you up.
Wheeler, I get to throw something at him.
Yeah.
So there's a bottle and an object?
So you're all in a circle. It's like, say, six people.
Yeah.
And then there's a bottle in the middle or something that spins. Mm-hmm. And it'll spin, and when it stops, it'll be stop. Say it stops pointing at you.
Yeah.
Everyone else tries to run away from you as fast as they can because a few feet away there is an object, an apple, a baseball, a football, a dodgeball, whatever.
I'd play that.
Yeah, and then you try to drill someone. It's awesome.
Nice.
Well, my game sounds lame after that. I wrote down Duck, Duck, Goose.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Nothing wrong with Duck, Duck, Goose.
You could add in throwing something at somebody.
Yeah.
And there is a knife.
Yeah. And we cook the goose at the end.
The greatest sport of all time, kickball.
Oh, you stole my last one. You stole my honor. You stole my honor. I loved kickball so much.
Oh, the best.
I once put a window out in the convent because we were playing in the parking lot and I hit a home run.
We had a girl
named
Sherry Lovell, who is a friend of mine, but the quietest, most subdued to the point that let her be. She's in her own little thing over there. She was a friggin' spider. She played shortstop on my kickball team, and she was like,
wow,
Ozzie Smith.
All right.
She would just stand there staring at her feet, and
respect.
Then she'd hear ping, and she'd go diving. Amazing.
Okay.
We have three left if we'd like to throw them out.
Sure.
Do we want to put a freeze tag on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, I love freeze
tag. Did you guys ever do TV tag?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that sounds really familiar.
Yeah, I forget. It's tag, but like... To get out somebody, you have to name a TV show or something stupid
that's
like that.
That's way too intellectual for us.
Yeah. What was the one where you had to, like, go in between somebody's legs to free them or whatever?
Okay.
No, you had to crawl in between, like,
That might have been a freeze tag variation.
Yeah, it was a freeze tag variation.
Like some of your uncle made up.
Because we used to have the freeze tag where if someone just tagged you, you were free.
I had just straight up fighting and wrestling, which is mostly what we did.
I mean,
I'll put wrestling.
We could put WWF in there. That's what we did.
I had musical chairs, still the bane of my existence.
Okay.
I don't know how many times I ever played that.
It was a school thing for us.
Then I had Foursquare.
I loved Foursquare. Oh,
what's that?
Foursquare is incredible.
Picture four squares, and you had a ball.
Yep.
And then, Rach, take over. How did you actually win?
You tried to bounce. It's kind of like tennis. Like you try
kinda
to
like
bounce
pickleball.
It out. Yeah, you can try to bounce it out of their square, basically.
But kind of like that game where you hit the tramp thing.
Hmm. And you also couldn't leave your square. It was you would have absolutely thrived with that game.
Nice, sounds fun.
Yeah. We should play it on the break. For
yeah,
you know how much you love not leaving squares.
Yeah.
Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. The best. Kind of made-up games that we had as kids. I wonder if any of these resonate with kids today.
Oh, I'm sure.
My hide-and-seek definitely does.
Yeah, I've played a lot of these with my nieces.
You wonder if tag is going to go the way of dodgeball, though.
Yeah,
you know, probably. People get a little too rough.
A little too touchy. Hide-and-seek versus kick the can.
Hide-and-seek.
Hide-and-seek. Well, Kick the Can sounds pretty cool.
Kick the Can's just a higher evolution. We'll go H and S, though.
Yeah, lowest common denominator.
Simpletons. King of the Hill versus the Foot Race.
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
Sure, King of the Hill.
Red Rover versus Jarts.
Oh, no.
I'll go Red Rover.
I will, too.
Just because it has a catchy slogan.
Man. The danger.
It does have a license.
Well, you know what? No, you know what? We're only going by the regular Jarts game. Then I'm going to pick Red Rover. That was better.
All right, sir. Keeping up with the Kardashians. Keeping the balloon up versus Duck Duck Goose.
Balloon.
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 We got to give that a better name. What's it? What can we give that as a name? Like survival or something.
Balloon Smackies.
I'm not even going to try after Balloon Smackies.
Yeah, you're not going to be Balloon Smackies. Sorry.
Which uncle was it? Capture the Flag versus Kickball.
Ooh.
Kickball.
Yeah, Kickball.
Dodgeball versus Freeze Tag.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Mm-hmm. We got some good games here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to play all of them.
Hopscotch versus wrestling. Well, if you can combine those.
I'll go hopscotch. You probably know it's out.
I guess wrestling, because I didn't know hopscotch was a game until like 3 years ago.
He called it jumps.
The floor is lava versus musical chairs.
Ooh, lava.
Mm. Yeah,
I'll
gotta
go
be
musical
lava.
Chairs.
Gotta be lava.
Gotta go lava, too. Musical chairs, I can't do it. There's your lead eight. Hide and seek versus King of the Hill.
Hide and seek.
King of the Hill.
Hide and seek.
H and S. Red Rover versus Keep Up the Balloon. Balloon Smackies.
Balloon Smackies.
I think Balloon Smackies.
I'm going to go Smackies.
Right. Kick the ball. Sorry, kick ball.
I love that one.
Versus dodge the ball.
Dodge the ball.
Dodge.
Dodge.
Kick. Kick moves on.
No.
Dave's like, executive order.
You gotta watch him.
Executive order.
Wrestling versus the floor is lava.
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 Okay.
Feels good to agree.
Yeah.
It does.
Yes, we all agree.
Wills, can you do a 1 minute live for Weber?
Yeah. You know, I mean, look, I'm 52 years old. I've purchased many, many cars. I don't think you can describe it in one simple like phrase or sentence, but you know when you're dealing with people that know exactly what they're doing, that will get you what you are looking for, and no more or no less, right? They're not going to try to push anything on you you don't want. They're not going to try to get you to just do something. Every step of the way was I had an expert hand leading me. I had never ordered a car from scratch before.
Quality across the board.
Every single step from Keith, you know, who was my sales guy, he was unbelievable walking me through it, and the finance people were top-notch.
Couldn't agree more. 439 DJS looks really nice out there, knowing it's going to be storming like hell tonight. You know what game I didn't put on there that I think I'm the only one who's ever played this? Mumbly Peg?
I've played it.
I've heard of it.
It's not good.
Kevin sounds shameful.
So Kevin and I stand across from each other, and we both have knives.
Yeah.
And we stand with our feet together, and then I throw the knife, and I try to make it stick as far out as I can. And then he has to stretch his leg out to that. And then he does it. And once the guy falls down, you get his knife.
And you played this as children.
Yes.
Very much, yes.
Yes, I think I only did it once because I think I got caught and I got in trouble.
Yeah.
Yep.
We used to do it in front of our parents.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
placing bets on which kid.
He'll either win or he'll learn a lesson.
Are you not entertained? Final four of the best games we made up as kids, or at least played as kids. Pretty classic final four. Hide and seek versus balloon smacky, where you keep the balloon up. Can't touch the ground. Can't touch any furniture.
Gotta say hide.
Hide and seek is more classic.
Yeah.
I have a bad connotation with hide and seek.
Right.
But I would rather play balloon smacky.
I had way more fun doing that for a lot more years. You could play that when you're grown.
Hell yeah.
That's great.
Did you not hear me say
that? I'm going balloon smacky.
Right damn now.
Play hide and seek when you're an adult.
Is it down to me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Let's turn it over to the captain.
All right.
I'm going to do, hide and seek, but the variation for me that was more fun was flashlight tag, which was to me sort of similar because you're hiding and you've got to be found. But the classic. So, yeah.
That one was... stressful. Like when that when that flashlight hit you and you knew your goose was cooked, you know?
Yeah.
How many times did you do this one where you tag the kid? You didn't tag me. Yeah. You didn't even come close. You didn't
oh, yeah.
Me. Nowhere near me.
Yeah. And then and setting up the boundaries because like it's like how many yards and
right.
It's like oh, the outside. Oh, you were across the street. That's not that doesn't.
I
not
was
boundaries.
I was always the fastest kid, but I was a tenderfoot, and we're always barefoot. All you had to do is run across the driveway,
yeah. And you were done. Huh?
I was done.
Ouch!
Dodgeball versus the floor is lava.
Oh man!
I gotta go lava.
Dodgeball.
I love them both. I got to go dodgeball.
Me too.
Dodgeball's awesome.
All right, dodgeball moves on.
Okay, there is your final. It is hide and seek versus dodgeball.
Dodge them.
Hide and seek.
I think I'm going to say hide. Should we give it to Cap?
Let's give it to Cap.
Yeah, I'm sticking with hide and seek.
Boo!
There you go. That's how you do that. Where's that?